If you're Al Gore and you want to spend 10 bucks a light bulb, more power to you. We're saying let people make their own choices. Why in the world does the federal government have to tell people what kind of lights to use in their home?
That's Texas Republican Congressman Joe Barton, former chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, leading the charge to repeal the ban on the traditional incandescent light bulb, which was part of an energy package passed in late 2007. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, and I'm joined now by Congressman Barton as we get closer and closer to today's later vote on that actual repeal. And Congressman, it's good to have you with us.
Glad to be with you.
First of all, take us back to 2007. Obviously, the Democrats were in the majority in the House and the Senate at the time. How did this get into this energy reform legislation?
Well, Speaker Pelosi put together a package of mandatory federal intrusions into the various energy sectors, preempted state and local building codes, set some energy efficiency standards for historic buildings, and kind of as an afterthought, added a section setting some fairly stringent standards for incandescent light bulbs that the traditional light bulbs couldn't meet. Those standards are set to kick in next year. And so what we're trying to do right now is to repeal that part of the law so that the low-cost incandescent light bulb can still be a part of the choices for people in the market for light bulbs.
Congressman, I've heard different things. Some have said that the 100-watt bulb gets phased out first and then on down the line. Others say they all get phased out January 1st. What's the reality?
The standards all go in simultaneously, so to my knowledge, I'd have to go back and look at it, but my knowledge would be that they would all the traditional incandescent light bulbs would be out of compliance at the same time.
So does your legislation specifically make sure that it's legal to produce the traditional incandescent bulb, or does it remove those higher efficiency standards that the speaker insisted on in the earlier legislation?
It just vacates the new standard for a very small subset of light bulbs, the incandescent bulbs that are screw-in.
And so we know from speaking with one of your colleagues today that the suspension of the rules, a two-thirds majority required to move this along in the House. What's your sense on how this will fare today?
Well, since we didn't have a hearing on the bill and it didn't go through the regular committee process, I thought it was fair to put it under suspension, which does require a higher margin. Instead of 218, you'd need to, in the neighborhood of 300 votes. And I thought that made it kind of a fair fight between those that are for my bill and those that are opposed to it. And this needs to be bipartisan. And by, again, putting it on suspension, neither party has 300 votes. So this will have to be a bipartisan effort.
I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.